The spending plan for the next budget year includes $10 million toward the massive Susitna-Watonna Dam north of Anchorage, but it includes nothing for Sitka's Blue Lake, Ketchikan-Swan Lake, or any other Panhandle hydro project. Parnell says his budget isn't the end of the line.
We have contributed tens of millions of dollars to hydro projects, actually more than that, hundreds of millions at this point in recent years, and we remain open. I remain open to that discussion through the session.
He says he's already met with Sitka Senator Bert Stedman about what might be added. Stedman could not be reached for immediate comment. Parnell released his capital budget during a speech and press conference in Anchorage. It totals about $1.7 billion, much of it federal funds. The biggest Southeast appropriation is for Juneau Access, a highway and ferry project connecting the capital city to the mainland road system. Karen Rehfeld, Parnell's budget director, says the $35 million will go towards the road's first phase.
This funding will provide match and federal authorization to continue the progress on the road going up and around, potentially up to the mine.
That's the Kensington Gold Mine, north of Juneau and south of Haines. The budget also funds a number of Alaska Marine Highway System projects. There's $20 million to modify the Haines Terminal so it can handle the new Alaska-class ferries. Smaller amounts go toward terminal improvements in Angoon and Cake. The budget also includes $500,000 for the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, which links Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. The independent line counts on government grants to balance its budget. Rehfeld says the administration made a conscious move to not put the money in the state operating budget.
That way, we're not signaling that it's going to be an annual operating expense. But frankly, you know, it's important to the state, it's important to the residents of Prince Wales Island and Ketchikan that they receive service.
The administration tried funding the same grant last year, but legislators removed it. The budget has no new funding for the Alaska-class ferries. Officials say they already have enough money for construction. There's also no money to build a new mainline vessel to serve Homer, Kodiak, and Points West, but Rehfeld says the first step is already taken care of.
It's in this year's budget. There was $10 million that was included in FY14, so they're utilizing funding for design of a Testamina replacement vessel.
Parnell's capital budget also has $15 million towards completion of the State Library Archives and Museum project, which is under construction in Juneau. Other large projects include road and highway work for Ketchikan, Prince of Wales Island, and Juneau. The only Southeast school funding is for maintenance of the state-run Mount Edgecombe High School in Sitka. The capital budget now goes to the legislature, which resumes meeting in January. Projects are usually added there, but with oil revenues down, the governor says it's going to be a lean year. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Juneau.